is 90.3 WBHM Birmingham and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden. I'm Sarah D'Elia. It got a little tense at the State House last night when the topic of abortion legislation was discussed. This week, the Alabama House passed a bill to ban most abortions in the state and make legal abortions difficult, if not impossible. One representative brought the issue of race to the table and how he thinks it plays a role to women's choice to abort a pregnancy. Kyle Whitmire with AL.com and the Birmingham News was at the State House last night and joins us now. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So to start off, Kyle, tell us the details about the bill that the House passed regarding abortion policies in Alabama.
Well, there were four bills that were passed last night, but the big one of the four was what's called a heartbeat ban. It says that a doctor has to test for a heartbeat before performing an abortion, and if they detect one, then they cannot perform an abortion. And typically, heartbeats are detectable about 6 weeks into a pregnancy. So that would leave a very, very, very small window for legal abortions in Alabama. And, you know, there's not even an exception in this for rape and incest. This bill is, meant to make abortion illegal in Alabama.
And the debate over the bill quickly turned into the issue of race after the bill's sponsor, Representative Mary Sue McClurkin, said that she hoped Roe versus Wade would be overturned, and she compared her efforts to that of Brown versus the Board of Education, which ruled segregation of schools unconstitutional. So what happened next?
Well, several lawmakers took offense to that, that she was comparing, this to desegregation and the fight for civil rights. And then Alvin Holmes, who is known for zany, sometimes very racially laced comments in the legislature, gets up and he tells everybody, or he says, he pauses for a second, says, I'm not sure I should even say this, but, I'm going to say it. And he tells everyone that these Republican lawmakers in here, if they're daughters were impregnated by a black man, would want them to get an abortion.
We have some of that audio that you recorded last night. Let's take a quick listen.
Listen, the truth sometimes hurts. I know it's hard to say that. 99% of those of you sitting here now, if your daughter got pregnant by a black man, you gonna make her have an abortion. You're not going to let her have the baby.
So what were the reactions to his comments last night?
This is not the first time that Alvin Holmes has said something crazy like this. Just a few weeks ago, he made comments calling Clarence Thomas an Uncle Tom, and was, interviewed by Fox News, and it got national attention for that. I got to sit in on that interview. It was bizarre. It was like watching a chicken trying to do math. These two folks trying to figure each other out. It really, it sort of killed the debate for the Democrats, because the Democrats were making good points throughout the evening. They're saying, look, this is going to bring back back alley abortions. There's a bill in North Dakota. There's another one in Arkansas that the courts have already enjoined. Those are going to be the legal tests for this. We can wait and save the state of Alabama money by not going down this path ourselves until this is proven. And then Alvin Holmes said this, and it sort of took the wind out of their sails.
What's next for this bill?
Well, it goes to the Senate, and everyone expects this bill to pass. It's probably going to be signed into law by the governor. And when that happens, same thing that happened in North Dakota, the same thing that happened in Arkansas will happen. There will be some sort of court challenge, and then a federal judge will, in all likelihood, enjoin the state from banning this practice until it's litigated in the courts.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.